Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Bet, and this will be our final podcast in this, the final parak of Masechet Chulin, Shiluach HaKein, dealing with the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird in order to keep the eggs or the chicks, and of course our final podcast in Masechet Chulin. If the bird was flying around, if its wings are touching the nest, chayav l'shalech, then you have to send it away. Ein kafel nogot b'ken, if it's flying above or the side, so that is it not touching, patur m'l'shalech, then you may keep the bird. Ein sham ela forach achad u'beitzah achat, even if there's only one chick or one egg in the nest, chayav l'shalech, you must send away, shenemar kein, kein mikol makom. And that was the drasha that we saw in the previous podcast. That is one possible application, meaning any sort of nest, even of one chick. Hayusham efrachim mafrichim ovetzim muzarot. If there were, on the one hand, chicks that were already flying, or eggs that were sterile and were already damaged, they weren't going to nothing alive in there. Then patur milashalech shenemar v'ayim rovetzet al haefrachim o al habetzim. Efrachim and beitzim are compared to each other in the following two ways. My efrachim bnei kayama, beitzim bnei kayama, just like chicks live, so it has to be eggs that will live. Yatsu muzarot, so therefore sterile eggs are out. Umah beitzim, tzuchin le'iman, just like eggs require a mother to sit on them. Af efrachim tzuchin le'iman, so similarly chicks that need their mother, yatsu mafrichin, so therefore chicks that are already flying are out. Tanu Rabbanan. So now let's see the background of this. The pasuk says Va'im rovetzet alabanim v'lo me'ofefet, means it has to be sitting on top. Chol afi l'knafer nogot pakein, I might think even if the wings are touching the nest. Tamloma rovetzet, meaning my talmudah, how do we get that? Miloktiv yoshevet, because if it meant that it has to be actually sitting on the eggs, then it would have said yoshevet. Rovetzet could mean hovering over. Let's say that there were two different branches, and the bird was sitting between the branches, and the nest was underneath it. If it's directly above it, so that if the branches were to come out and she were to fall, she'd fall on the eggs. That's called over. We see that if she was sitting between the eggs, you don't have to send. Al gaben, but on top of them, chayav l'shaleach. Haytami ofefet afilu knafeha nogot pakein. Again, if it was flapping its wings, as long as the wings were touching the cane, patur l'shaleach. Even if they were touching your patur, against our Mishnah. Now let's see what this means. My lava gaben dumia divinayan. When we said above, and then we said in between the eggs, ma benan de nagabahu, in between it means you're touching. Afal gaben de nagabahu, on top also is to be touching. So, aval rov de ilan patur, but if she's sufficiently above it, so that she's on top of a branch, or between branches, as we posited, that if the branches would come out, she would fall directly on it, then you're chayab, but then this says, you should be patur. Lo, agaben dumia de benayan. No, it's similar to being in between. Abenayan de lo nagalayu, meaning that she's not touching on top of the chicks or the eggs. She's in between them. Afagaben de lo nagalayu. On top of them means above them. It doesn't have to be touching them. Vainu of deilan. And that's the case of the branches. Hachanam mistabra, yisakataitach rov deilan patur. And we have to say that because if you think that when she's sitting in the V of the branches, as it were, above the nest, then Adatanya Tamofef Filik Kamfan Nogot Bakane, why tell me that you're exempt even if her wings are touching? Patur Shalachlini Rov De Ilan, then teach me about Rov De Ilan Bacholshaken Mofefet, because Rov De Ilan, she's at least nesting. So teach me that. The answer is that doesn't prove anything. Mofefet it's Tirichle. We needed to teach Mofefet why the Filu Kamfan Nogot Bakane Patur Shalach against our Mishnah. Meaning he needed to teach the chidush that if she's flapping her wings, even if the wings touch the nest, she's exempt. We're exempt. Now, va'anantan, but the question is, how can we say that? Because our Mishnah says, b'zman kafen nogot b'ken chayav l'shaleach. So how do we resolve the braita against our Mishnah? Rav Yirmiyah ki ketanim anita, the braita is talking about, b'nogea min atzad, when the wings are flapping and hitting from the side, then you're patur. But if she's above it and the wings are flapping down to the nest, then you're chayav because she's over it. Ikadamri, another way to read that entire last piece is like Masayele. Hatayosh, this is the support, the Rov Deilan. Hatayosh, using the same proofs that we had as a challenge now, is support. Hatayosh, Evanen, Batum, the Shalach, Aben, Chayav, Shalach, We saw that brighter. Meaning, what we used before as a resolution, we're using now as a proposal. Find a rov de ilan. Then we'd say, no, lo agaben dumya de minen, ma binen de naga bahu, alfa gaben de naga bahu. So now we're going to compare it as we did in the original challenge, now as the knockdown of the support, and say that just like sitting between the eggs means that you're not touching it, so above it means you're not touching it, and therefore that you have to be touching it to be chayav, therefore rov de ilan patur. So Yaakov Avinu said, "Matov Fefet, Afilu Knafen, Agor Paken Patur, Litni Rov De Ilan, Mechol Shekein Miel Fefet." So now we use what we used before as a defense, now as a response, and that it should have taught Rov De Ilan is Patur. So Miel Fefet is story. Afilu Knafen, Agor Paken Patur Meshaleach. Avtan Mizan Knafen, Agor Paken Achav Meshaleach. Avtanim Anitin Beginogea Minatzad. Okay, so again we do the same thing, and we then resolve the braita against the Mishnah by whether it's touching from above or on the side. Okay, the Mishnah then concluded that if there's only one egg or chick, you still have to send because it says Cain. So Imeivcha, why don't we darshan the opposite way? Why when Ephrochim or Beitzim? The Torah talks about chicks or eggs in the plural. Valeika, there's only one. That's where I should employ Cain mikol makom, meaning any sort of a nest, even if there's chicks are already flying or the eggs are sterile. Because remember, Ephrochim or Beitzim are mentioned twice in the Pasuk. Take a look at the Pasuk on the page. She just say the mother sitting on them. Why does it say Ala Ephrochim or Ala Beitzim? Because Ephrochim, Beitzim, the Ephrochim, to compare them and to each other, and to say that just like the Ephrochim need the are alive, so the Beitzim have to be alive, and just like the Beitzim need the mother bird to take care of them, so the Ephrochim also, and therefore if they're already flying, you're patur. All right, Shalcha v'chazra v'afilu arba v'chamisha pamim chayav. If you sent away the mother bird and she came back, you have to keep sending her even 4 or 5 times. Shema shaleach to shalach et ha'emen. We assume that we get that from shaleach to shalach, the double language. Hamari no tel ta'im shalach tabanim. If a person says, I'm going to do the opposite, I'm going to take the mother and send away the chicks, chayav, you're still chayav to send away the mother. Shema shaleach to shalach ta'im, you have to send away the mother. Natala tabanim v'chziran la, if you took away the chicks and then brought them back, v'chaka chazra im alein, in other words, you took away the chicks, the mother flew away, put the chicks back in the cane, and then the mother came on top of them, patur mel shalach, you don't have to send it away. We'll see all of this. Amari ahu rabbanan l'rava. So one of the students asked Rava, why are we darshing shalach to shalach to 4 or 5 times? Ve'ima shalach charazim. Now, to shalach trezinin. Maybe it just means 2 times. See, Amar le shalach afilu me'ap hamim. Shalach itself tells you, you have to keep sending it away. Just like Hashem tashiv for the Ramidah. West to shalach, ein li'al l'dvar harishut. I only know that if you want the bird for yourself, you have to send her away. L'dvar mitzvah minayin. How do I know that even if you would want the bird for a mitzvah, we'll see what that is, you still have to send her away. Talmud lomar to shalach. Therefore it says shaleach to shalach. Indeed send away. Mikol makom. So the shaleach to shalach doesn't give me 4 or 5 times. Shaleach alone gives me as many times as it takes to get it away. It's only because the Torah said to shalach. So I would think otherwise I could take the bird, let's say, for a kanyoledet or some of the korban. After all, there's an asay to send away the mother, a lot asay to take the mother. The asay of the korban or whatever mitzvah I would use this bird for, like tarat mitzvara, can't trump the asay and lot asay of shiluach ha'kein. So the answer is, lo tzricha da'avar v'shakla la'em. If I already took the mother, and now, delav avre, I already violated the lav. All that's left is the asay of sending it away versus the asay of the korban. Asay udiika, late the asay, lead the asay. So maybe the asay of the korban should trump the asay of shiluach hakein. Therefore, kamashmalan, I needed the word to shalach. Aha, nechal abadatani kimo velo kimo. This takes us back to daf tetvav and masechet makot and machokot rabishlokot shnom yochanan about how we have the lav and itakla asay. When do you violate shiluach hakein? Is it when you take the mother and then you've already violated the lav? Or is it bitlo velo bitlo, which means you have to actually break its wing or make it slaughter it, make it impossible to send it away? Mantan bitlo velo bitlo, come lo shachtel lo avi lo lav. So according to bitlo velo bitlo's position, you haven't violated the lav until you killed it. So when you took the mother, you still haven't violated the lav. Now, using the mother for the korban would be lav and an asay. And again, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it doesn't trump. V'tula, Rabbi Yehuda, d'ma shalach mi kara mashva. Rabbi Yehuda, as we will see in the next Mishnah, says shaleach just means send it away from the get-go, which means once you've already taken the eggs, there's no mitzvah of shiluach, afilu asay na mileka. Then there is no asay. Meaning if you took the mother already, there's no asay, there's no lav, and you certainly should take it for a korban. Al-amra rashi kugon shenat lav manat l'shaleach. If you took the mother in order to send it, the lav leka, there is no more lav. You didn't do anything wrong. Asay u'ika, there's an asay to send it. V'leiti asay v'litchasay. Now, at that point, the asay of the korban should trump the asay of sending it. Now, why would I think that? Now, this whole entire argument is premised on the idea that the asay of the korban trumps the asay of shiluach ha'akein. Who says so? Why is one stronger than the other? After all, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do anything necessary to bring peace in the house, not anything necessary, but many, many things, including even wiping out his own name, written Bikdusha, as in the case of Sota. And therefore, remember that one of the birds that we're talking about is Kanyoletet, but in addition to that, we also have a high Metzora, Kevan, the Chamed Lo Matayer, Asur Tashin Shamita. Metzora can't have relations with his wife as long as he is, has not brought his korban. Tehtiv, Yashem, Chutzla, Lo Shivat Yamim, and Ohalozu Ishto. He has to be separated from his wife. Migan Shasur Tashin Shamita. Mahu the Tamer, Kevan, Asur Tashin Shamita. Leiti, I'll say to David, Litchi, I'll say to Shiloh HaKain. So maybe to use the bird for the Taharata Metzora trumps Shiloh HaKain. And therefore, that's what I would think. Therefore, kamashval and tishalach, even for dvar mitzvah, to send it away, even if all there is an asay, such as in the case where I already took the mother. Okay. Hanotem animal abanim. Here we go. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo kevenu mshalach. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you took the mother, you already get makot, you don't send it away, you're finished. Chom mshalach ven aloke. Chom say no. You still have the mitzvah, send it away, and then you don't get makot because it's a lav. Hanitak laasei. Zeaklal, here's the rule. Kol mitzvat lo taasei sheish bakum asei, ein lokin aleha. Any mitzvat lo taasei that has an asei to fix it, there are no makot for it. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. Tamad Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, the Sarva Lav Shintak Laasei, is Rabbi Yehuda's reason. Because in general he holds lav shintak laasei lokin alav. When you did the lav, for instance, you divorce the anusa, you get makot right away, and then there's no asay anymore. Maybe generally holds you don't get makot for such a thing, and we just tell you don't fix it with the asay. This is what we referred to in the last sugya. Maybe because here he holds that the word shaleach means send it away first, and you can't do that anymore once you already took it. So in other words, it's a local issue. So let's see. Toshma, ganav v'gazlan yeshna michlal makot. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a ganav and a gazlan get makot. And gzeila is a lavshin taklase, which is v'hachan lavshin taklase hu d'achman amar lo tigzol, and then v'shiva takzeila. I have to refer to gzeila. Shma minatam Rabbi Yehuda, v'shiva takzeila, lavshin taklase lo kinalav. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, in general, lavshin taklase, you get makot for. Rabzeira turned to Rabbi Abba Bar Memel and said, "Lava miyelchu komenita latanya be Rabbi Shaya chia Rabbi Shaya meshabeshtahi." You just quoted a brayta that did not go through the official school of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shaya, who confirmed all the braytot. And I told you, Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, don't use a brayta like that. That's not an accurate read. Do not use it to disprove something in the Beit Midrash. Because Dilma ain't a bechal makot arba'im tanya. Maybe the brayta really means they don't get. It reads they don't get makot, and because it didn't go through Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shaya, maybe it got messed up. Let's see. Toshma, Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Chiya. Now we got a good brayta. Lo tashuv. This is shichata omer. You can't go back to take it. Vishav. Let's say you went back to get it. Lo techala, you're not supposed to clear cut your field, you're supposed to leave it in a corner for the poor, v'chila, but you did. Yeshna v'chal makot abayim to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get makot for it. Shma minatam Rabbi Yehuda, mishnuk sabi lav shnat klasei lo kinalav. So you see now, from an official proper brayta, Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shnat klasei, you get makot. Now, Del Mahatam Hainu Tam de Kasara Tazov, maybe there it's a local reason, because in both of those cases, it says you have to leave it for the Ani, Mikara Mashma. Meaning, once you've picked it up, there's no fixing it. But it's not like a normal Lav Shin Tak Lase. And we're, of course, going to go to our favorite sugya of Lav Shin Tak Lase with Rabbi Yehuda, which is, Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi Toshma Lo Totir Menor Boker, Ra'ob, Tam Menu, Ra'okar Ad Boker, Ra'ishti Srofu. What does the Torah say? Don't leave it over, the Korban Pesach. And if you leave anything over, burn it. Famously, Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason the Torah told you that if you left anything over, burn it, is to tell you don't get makot because it has an asay fix. Alright? So therefore, Shmamina, Tamar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishuna Kasava, Shalech, Mikara Mashma, Shmamina. So now you see, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, as a matter of principle, Lav Shintak Lase, Ein Lokina Lav. You do the assay, but here, Shaleach means send it away first. Once you took the mother, you can't do it anymore. Amar Rav Idi Le Ravashi. I'll prove that that's Rabbi Yehuda's position from the Mishnah. You get makot and you don't send away. If you think it's because he says as a general rule that you get makot for Lav Shintak Lase, you get makot and then do the assay of sending it. And the reason, therefore, is that Shaleach means from the get-go, and if you didn't do it, there's no more mitzvah. Maybe the Mishnah means as follows. Maybe it means loked. Mishaleach means Mishaleach won't help you. That won't get you off the makot. And Mishaleach doesn't mean there is no mitzvah to send. It just means it won't get you out of the makot. Okay. So that's not necessarily a great proof in the Mishnah, but it's a good proof. Adkam Mishalcha. Here's the question. How far does it have to be sent? We said how many times, but how far does it have to go? He says, as long as it's out of your hand. What do you use? You take it by its legs and fling it. You take its wings. Why? Remember that pasuk from the beginning of Bava Kamma. You send it by its legs. Because its wings are like our legs. In other words, the animals are sent by legs, but birds are sent by wings. Hahud the Gazina Lagapa. There was one guy who cut the wing, and Shilcha. Then he sent it out of a Hakar top, so then he grabbed it because it couldn't fly. So he used a trick to get the mother back. Nagde Ravuda. Ravuda gave him makot. This is makot mardut. Zil Rabbi Lagadfe said, "Go grow its wing back, Vishulchan, send it away properly." Come on, who's this following? Iker Rabbi Yehuda lo kevein mishalech. Rabbi Yehuda says you're finished. Iker Rabbanan mishalech ven aloke. Why do you get makot? The mitzvah's still there. The answer is lo inker Rabbanan. Umakot mardut midar Rabbanan. I already kind of gave it away. These makot were not regular makot. After it's bavel anyway, so we're not giving makot. But rather it's makot mardut midar Rabbanan because this guy is trying to play tricks to get out of the mitzvah. Huda ata the kame de Rava. Guy came to Rava. Marle tema mahu. What about this particular bird called a tema? Right? So do I have to send it away? Amr loya da hai gara da ofta or chai v'shluche? This guy doesn't know that kosher birds have to be sent away. It's a kosher bird. Adil machada beata hudramya. He said, so maybe the issue is that he was, the reason he was asking is because it only has one egg. Amr loya hai yadi lachman itinhi. Well, you should know that's a Mishnah. Right? We know from the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that if there's only one egg, you have to send it. So Shilcha lahadala Rava prastaki v'tafsa. What happened? He sent out the bird, and Rava himself set out a trap and caught it. So it sounds like Rava doesn't look good because it looks like Rava had inside info he was going to send the bird away. So Valecho Shlichshada. Why isn't Rava concerned with Chshad that it looks like it's inappropriate? The answer is Kila Achayad. We know that Rava did it, but it wasn't very obvious the way he did it that he did it because of the inside information. Okay. Tell me about it. Yonei Shavach v'Yonei Aliyach Hayavot b'Shiluach. Vasirot mishum gezel. So these kind of birds that are somewhat domesticated, the doves that are somewhat domesticated, live in cotes, but they do travel. You have to do shiluach because they're not really purely domesticated. But nonetheless, there is an issue of gezel taking someone else's. Nei darkei shalom. Now, ve'ita l'adam Rabbi Yosef v'chanina, if we accept this the principle, chatzer shalom kodem v'shalom midato, which means anything in your property becomes yours even if you don't know it's there. So kari kanki, kari pat l'mezuman. If it's in your yard, so much so that there's gezel for someone else taking it, then that means it's yours and it's not ki kare. It's in your property. Why do you have to send it away? So Amarav Beitzah Imitziat Rubahu Dechai B'Shiluach. He says as follows: the minute that the egg is hatched, there's already a mitzvah of shiluach. Mikra Lokani Ad Tipol Chatzero. But you don't make a kinyan on it until it actually falls into the chatzer. So therefore, the chiyuv shiluach came beforehand. So yes, you own it, but the chiyuv shiluach came first. Chitani chavur b'shiluach mekavei tipol lachatzero, and you're chayv b'shiluach only before that. Yacham alsor b'shum gezel. So why is there any gezel here? The answer is aimam. It's not the eggs; it's the mother. By temer leolam beitza, could be that the eggs is the gezel beitza. Kevin d'nafik leiruba. The minute most of it came out, date ale, you're thinking about it, and therefore. That you're koned, and somebody would, it would be gezel with your abundant. Vahashadam Rav Yehuda Amarav Asur Lizkot Pabeitzim. Shayim Rav Etzet Alein. You're not allowed to take possession of the eggs that the mother's on. Shvachalech Da'ein Vahadar Banim Tegachlach. You can only take the eggs afterward. You send the mother. Afilu Teva Vagav Denafal Chatzero. You could even say that the eggs already fell into the Chatzer. Kolecha Di'u Matzi Zochi. If you could be Zoche Chatzer Nami Zochi. Rabbi Yosef Hanina's rule that Chatzer Shel Adam Konelo Mishelo Midato only works when you could be Zoche. Kolecha Di'u Lo Matzi Zochi. But since you can't take possession right now because the mother is still on it, Chatzer Nami Lo Zochi. So your Chatzer is not Kone either, and that's why it's not called Mizuman and Yuchayav Bishiluach. So why is it considered yours at all that if somebody takes it, it's Gezel? The answer is Yidishalcha Gezel Malyu. If you send it away, then it's pure Gezel. Yidiloshalcha Shluchi Bayeh. Otherwise, you have to send it away. The answer is Bikatan. We're talking about if a Katan owns it. Katan Badarkei Shalom. What is, are there any issues of Darkei Shalom? Remember, this is all Gezel Drabanan to try to keep peace. Katan's not a player. Hachi kamar, sorry, the katan took it. Hachi kamar, aviv shal katan chayav lachzir lo. The father should return it, bnei darkei shalom. Even though normally you're not chayav for stuff your kids do, bnei darkei shalom, what you should. Levi bar Simon, here's a fellow, akne perot shalachol the Rav Yehuda. He was makne, whatever came out of the dovecote, to Rav Yehuda. Ato the kamed Ishmuel. So he came to Shmuel and said, what should I do? Rav Yehuda came. Amarlei zil trofa kain delit gabbahu. Go over to the nest and knock on it so that it lifts it up, the kanino, and you make a kinyan on it. That's how you take possession. Lamai, so what's it for? Ilamikna the kanino le besudar. Do a kinyan sudar. What do you need this for? Ibe yomtov, if it was yomtov when he was concerned about the issue of muktzah, of taking eggs, beomayt veomer, zevazan, you know, tell sagir. All you have to do is stand there, erev yomtov, and say, I'm going to take that egg and that egg and that egg, and that's called minamuchan. There's no muktzah issue. The answer is, hani peri chadati havu. These were new eggs. Simon he wasn't cone of them himself because the bird hadn't laid the eggs. You go to the nest and have Levi pick them up. Simon, and then he'll give them to you basuda, but he has to make his own kinyan on it before he can mock it to you. Okay, the end of the Masechet. We already saw this. You can't take the mother even for talat mitzorah, for some mitzvah use of the bird. And now my mitzvah kalashiki isar, a small mitzvah that doesn't cost hardly anything. Amra Torah l'maintavlach achtayamim. The Torah promised you a long good life for sending away the mother. Kalachom mitzvot chamorot shabat Torah. Certainly for more serious mitzvot that you put more effort into and cost more, you're going to have a great long life. Okay, this leads us to a very famous conundrum. Tanya de Verbi Yaakov, Omer. Every mitzvah that we have in the Torah that has a matan schar, a reward next to it depends on tchiyat hametim. Let's see how that works. Have a good long life. Same thing in the opposite order. There's the famous story in the end of first parak of Kiddushin. If a father says, go up and climb there and bring me the chicks. The kid goes up, he sends the mother away, and takes the chicks. And on his way down, he falls and dies. Where's this guy's long life? Where's his good life? So the promises of a good long life mean in the good long world of Olam Haba. But who says that ever happened? Maybe that never happened. The answer is Biakov Masachazar. Biakov himself saw it happen. That's why he had to explain it this way. Maybe the kid was Mahar Bavera and he got killed for that. The answer is Machshava Raya, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Maisa. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not reckon your bad intents as being like a Maaseh, doesn't punish you for them. Maybe the kid was thinking about Avodah Zarah at the time. That's the one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts as a Maaseh, your intent to do Avodah Zarah. The answer of Yaakov says is, if there was a reward for mitzvot in this world, it should have protected him from having hirur and then getting hurt. There is no reward for mitzvot in this world. That's his conclusion. It's very difficult in light of many passages in the Torah. But how could the kid die? After all, Rabbi Elazar says, shluchei mitzvah are not hurt. That's why often when people go on a trip that's not a trip of a mitzvah, we give them some mitzvah to do, like they give tzedakah, so it becomes shluchei mitzvah. The answer is b'chazaratam shani, the kid did the mitzvah. That's not exactly true, because he sent the mother away, but he was still bringing the chicks to his father, which was the mitzvah. But Rabbi Elazar says, shluchei mitzvah are not even hurt, even on their way back. So the answer is sulam ra'uahave. It was a bad ladder. Makom de kviya zeka shani. Whenever there's real damage, even a shluchei mitzvah are not protected automatically. Dichtiv, when Hashem sent Shmuel to go to Beit Lechem and anoint a new king, Shmuel said, "Echelech shema Shaul v'argani. Shaul will hear and kill me." And God agreed with him and said, "Here's a take an egel and do a korban there as a cover up." So Rav Yosef Malay Darshe Acher Laikak Rav Yaakov Abarte Lochata. One of the traditions about how Elisha ben Avuya, the infamous Acher, went bad and became an apostate was because of this. There's several versions. My chaza, ikadam raki hai maisa chaza. So one version is he saw this. A father told his kid, go get the chicks, and the kid fell. Ikadam relation to Rabbi Chutzpit of Turgaman chaza. Or, we go to the martyrology, he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpit of Turgaman lying on the ground. I mean, mutelet pa'ashpa is in the trash. This mouth that had such jewels coming from it should lick the dust. He did not understand that the promises in the Torah were not about this world, but about the world to come. Baruch Hashem, we have succeeded in studying and completing a very challenging Masechet, a beautiful Masechet, a Masechet Chulin. Everybody should feel very successful and should be chazek. And of course, the most important thing is chazara, to review what you learned. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will pick up in the next podcast at the beginning of Masechet Bechorot. In the meantime, yishar koach to all of the Nedim, yishar chelchem le'oraita.